Background music of Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 302 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107 on the FM, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web. As we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are KASM. And we're coming up on 10 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon as our theme wraps up right there with Larry Razavi, Musicians Come and Play. And we have our guest on the line. We're going to go right to the phone line, bring her in, and say good morning to Miss Diane Langner Fowler. How are you, Diane? Did I say that right?
Perfect.
Good.
And you are Cy Sonnenstein.
That is right.
Okay, hi, Cy.
And you know what? We rubbed elbows way back in the days and didn't know one another, but you guys, we played a battle of the bands with you at the Lakeview Ballroom in Avon. Must have been 150 years ago, Diane, or something. Maybe in our past life or something, but I was playing drums for the Ray Dronald Band. And you guys were playing opposite of us there. And so that was the first experience I got to see the Langner sisters.
Wow.
Ancient history there, huh?
Times.
Yes,
yeah.
They were.
Great times.
Well, Diane, we've had your sister Sandy on the program already, but we haven't had the opportunity to talk to you. First of all, tell us where you're at these days.
Right now I'm in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay.
Moved up here with my daughter and her husband. Used to live in Chatsworth, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
That was a good place, too.
Uh-huh.
We love it here in Chattanooga.
All right.
And it's nice and warm.
Oh. You don't have to be a snowbird. You're a snowbird all year round, then, huh?
Right.
Well, Diane, give us a brief history of where you were born and raised. I know lots of folks in the area know you, but for some of the ones that haven't met you, you've been gone for a little while. Take us back to where you're born and raised, who mom and dad are, and who some of the family are, and just give us a little brief history.
Ah, wonderful. On a beautiful farm, 1 mile from St. Anna, Minnesota, 4 miles from Holdingford and 6 miles from Avon. Had the most wonderful mom and dad, Joseph and Irene Langner. Beautiful. We had the best raisin that the Lord could give. Mom and dad were both God-fearing people, but they lived it. They didn't talk about it. They lived it. They were such good examples. Took us to church every Sunday and my mom got us singing, and we just started singing. We were just youngins. First of all, there were 5 of us. Our older sisters, Pat and Dolores, sang with us. And then as they got married off, then it just went back to the 3 of us, Diane, myself, that is, and Jeanette and Sandy. And we're the ones who got to be swept up with to sing with the Jolly Brothers and then with Eddie Blazonczyk and the Versatones from Chicago. So we, boy, we were just blessed all the way. It was such a beautiful ride.
You bet. Well, where'd you go to school, Diane? Where did you?
First of all, yeah, the grade school, which is now somebody's home, that we used to walk to. It used to be called Ranky, I think Ranky School or something. It was grades 1 through 8. That was real close, not far from St. Anna. And then between Holding Ford and St. Anna.
Uh-huh.
And then Holding Ford High School.
Okay.
Where we all of us girls graduated from. Well, there was nine children in our family.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So.
And so.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you guys, were you singing already in high school then?
Yes.
You were.
I believe it was my senior year in high school when we were on the Polka Beach show on KSTP TV Channel 5 in Minneapolis, and that was with Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I think before, when we started singing professionally, our first thing, public singing, was at a farmers' union meeting, the five of us, and I believe I was 9 years old, and I think Sandy was 7.
Oh, my goodness.
And Jeanette was 11.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So that was
uh-huh.
That was way back when. But, you know, if I tell you too much, then you'll guess my age.
Well, there you go.
No, I'm
60. Yeah.
I'm 69 right now.
69.
So we are all getting old. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What a life. What a life.
It's exactly true. Can you run them down in the family, starting from the oldest to the youngest?
Yeah, Dolores, who was married to Dwayne Unk.
Yeah.
He has passed away. And then Pat, or Patricia, she was. And she is married to Ken Eitenauer. She is now Eitenauer. She has their little flower shop up there.
Yeah.
And then Jeanette Littmer, married to Bernard Littmer.
Mm-hmm.
Call him Big Ben.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And then I come next, and I was married to the greatest
uh-huh.
and most perfect husband in the world.
Yeah.
His name, everybody called him Bug. Bug Fowler is who uh-huh. I married. He was a Georgia boy from the Blue Ridge Mountains. And boy, could he pick a mean guitar and a banjo. He could play just about anything. But, oh, he was such a blessing. But he passed away. He beat me to heaven, let's put it that way.
Yes, yes.
And he's up there now picking for the Lord. But, uh-huh. Yeah. In January, no, that's when my mom passed away. In March of 2018,
wow,
he left me.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then the next one is Sandy.
Uh-huh.
She's married to Ralph Berg.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have Joe Langner is my brother next. Then Dennis Langner, then Roxanne Langner, and she is married to a Schreifel, and then Andrew Langner.
Okay. Uh-huh.
That's the whole family.
Oh, yes. And you said the five oldest girls all sang at one point with the Langner sisters, but not Roxanne, huh?
Yes. Right, because she would have been just a baby then. She
yep.
was very, very small.
Okay.
It's like Mom and Dad had two families. They had five girls.
Yep.
Five girls first. Poor Dad, he prayed and prayed for a boy. But us girls, we did a lot of field work and farm. We did the milking cows. We had chickens. We had pigs. I mean, it was wonderful. We were raised so good. But I didn't realize that.
At the time, yeah.
Until I got older.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So did you go on to any schooling at all after high school, or did you just go right into the music world?
No. pretty much when, let's see, when Jeanette, things quieted down, we sang a bit after Jeanette and Sandy got married. But then things quieted down, and I left and went out to, I went to make my mark in the world and to make money, you know.
Sure.
I didn't like being poor. So things sort of fell apart, and I don't really remember the sequence. I can't even tell you the dates of when things happened. I know the album, like with Eddie Blazonczyk, was in the 70s.
Okay.
Like 76, I think, or somewhere in there. And that. So I lost all track of that period because I came down here to Georgia and then met my husband. And as soon as we got married, we got into gospel, country gospel music.
Yes.
So it was put into a whole different world.
Yeah.
And down here, you can't find polka music down here.
Really?
It is very sad. You need to come down here, Si. I guess this is just full of country and bluegrass, you know.
Sure.
Well, now there's all kind of music, even the stuff that you can't call music. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. You bet. Well, when you guys were operating down there in Georgia, you put out a recording, one called All for Jesus, Volunteers for the Lord. And you involved your daughter and your son-in-law, huh?
Yes.
That's a good recording.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. That our daughter, she started singing with us in churches when she was 3 years old. So she... And she could already play a tune on the mandolin when she was 3 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
She could play chords on the mandolin and sing. Talk about a talented little gal. And she's still doing her own thing, doing music and singing. And, of course, now, since my husband passed away, then we stopped singing as a group.
Okay. Okay. Now, did Bug leave you suddenly, or was he affected with an illness?
Yes, he was down, I would say, for about 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So it was a long.
Yeah.
It was a long trip down, but it's worth it all. Now he's really having fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank goodness for our faith, right?
Amen.
You bet. Well, Diane, if we can ask you to hold that thought for a minute, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. We're going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back to you and continue the conversation, if that's okay.
Okay.
All righty. So, the St. Joe Meat Market, and located in St. Joe, Minnesota. It's now September, which means school is back in session for the youngsters. Congratulations to you if yours has graduated high school and is off to college. However, you are a normal parent if you still worry about your son or daughter and how they are eating, even if they've moved out of the house. The St. Joe Meat Market is here to help. There are meat bundles, beef or pork or mixed bundles, reasonably priced for your student to take with to make some mouth-watering meals in their living quarters. These meat bundles come in standard sizes, or you can put together one to fit your individual needs. For more information or to order one, call the St. Joe Meat Market at 320-363-4913. The Brat of the Week series continues this week, and it's our smoked wild rice and cranberry brats. You can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. And as always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can call 320-363-4913 for more information. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market. And Diane, for being our guest on the program, this is how it works. We started this 302 shows ago. Wally Pickle, great old-time trumpet player and old-time band. He was our first guest. And so the meat market sponsored the program, put up a nice meat package, send it to him, and the rest has been history. So you are in line to get a nice meat package. We'll send it to you, priority mail. And you'll get some brats and bacon and summer sausage and bologna and wieners and all that good stuff. It's all smoked, so it doesn't spoil. You'll get it the next day in the mail. And we hope that you and the family around you enjoy it in good health. How is that for you, Diane?
Wow, that sounds great. I'm looking forward to getting that.
Uh-huh. Probably a few years since you've been up here and gotten some Stearns County fixins, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, there's good eating up there.
You
That's
bet.
The one thing I miss the most.
Uh-huh. Well, great. Well, Diane, you know, what's always been interesting to us is the Langner sisters were a great singing group. And I think, how did you get around, first of all? Was it your dad that took you around, or how did you guys get to the events?
Well, I guess when we were young, it was my dad, yes. And then when we got our driving license, I know when I did, then I did the driving mostly, but the husband's help and the it was sort of a joint effort.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly his car and a little pull behind trailer that our neighbor built for us, Alois Kachimba.
Ah.
I just got to say his name because he was just a super great neighbor. He was so good to us.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's how we did it.
Okay.
And of course, going to, you know, Connecticut and Pennsylvania and Chicago, then, you know, all that flying. But I remember one time when we played in Milwaukee, and it was a weekend gig. I can't remember who we played with, but some big band from, and we drove straight there and did the show and drove all the way back to Avon, to back home, and just made it for the guys to get to work.
Oh, my goodness.
So sometimes we didn't do it too smart, but we did it cheap.
Uh-huh.
You know, there was never any money in it. We got paid plenty, you know, enough to keep going.
You bet.
But there was, you know, the music business.
Yes.
There's no money to be made.
No, that's right. Entertainment people have problems justifying. They love to have entertainment, whether it's a barn dance or a dance hall or whatever. But they always view musicians as playing rather than working. So they're having fun, so they shouldn't be paid. Isn't that the way it always seems to be?
You really explained it perfectly. That is so
Well, and so you guys were singing. Now, did you guys play instruments, or did you always have a band backing you up, or how did that all work out for you?
When we sang around, most of our gigs were actually country western music.
Okay.
We played a lot of lounges and everywhere, little places, but when we would play at a dance hall, a big ballroom, then it would be with a band.
Okay.
Backing us up.
But okay.
Otherwise, we just played with me doing rhythm on the guitar.
Okay.
And I look back and I can't understand it now, but I think what made our sound so full was our three harmonizing voices. And all we needed was a beat.
Okay.
That was guitar. And it worked.
Yeah.
I mean, when we played the longer little places like that, people would dance to our singing. There was no problem with having you'd think you'd need a drum and a concertina or, you know, the good stuff.
Yeah.
But we did it with just, of course, we did, you know, country is a lot different.
Yeah.
You couldn't. You know, we didn't do much. We did a few polkas, but they, you know, danced however they wanted. But
yep.
It was mostly the country music that we did.
Sure.
So that's where a lot of it, we did most of our work.
How did you figure out who was going to sing lead and who was going to sing harmony? Were you guys natural at that?
Yes. We never, our mom got us started because I guess she knew we had some talent. And we just started singing. It was just natural. none of us, I don't believe any of us can read notes or anything like that. We don't know nothing about music, just how to enjoy it.
Okay.
And, you know, when we grew up, my daddy, our daddy, played the concertina.
Oh, yes.
He also played guitar. My mom played the pump organ.
Oh, yeah.
And harmonica. She could play it really good. And some guitar. So we just grew into it. When we were, when we'd come in from milking the cows or working in the field, and every evening, most evenings, up until he was pretty old, Daddy would get the concertina out, and he would just start playing, and we would even either sing or we'd pull out a guitar, and that's how I learned to play guitar, just accompanying my dad. So it just all came so natural.
Sure.
And I think that's why I'm just speaking for myself. I enjoyed it so. I had so much fun.
Yeah.
Because that's what it was to me. It was just fun. And when we sang with Eddie Blazonczyk or did our recording, you know, he got all the soundtracks down, and we went into the studio, and most of the songs, I mean, we just sang them one time, and it was all a perfect take. But working with those good bands like the Jolly Brothers and Eddie Blazonczyk, I mean, it was just mood. It just all fell together just so naturally. And we did a lot of work with other small bands, too, like I think David Gwost was one of I can't remember the bands, but there's a lot of bands up there that we sang with.
Okay.
Just like when we did the Battle of the Bands with you guys. You
sure,
know?
Absolutely.
There was a lot, yeah. So
you bet.
There was a good mix of each. But now, see, I talk so much, Si, I even forgot your question.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I was going to lead into that. Did you guys ever realize, like the Lennon sisters and the McGuire sisters, and there was lots of gal singing groups out there. Did you have any idea that you were in a league with them, that you know, they were very good, but you were that good too?
Never.
Never dawned on you?
No, when I look back now, and even when I listen to those old, I said, gosh, that was a most beauty. That was a match made in heaven. Just a, you know, it sounds so good now. But when we were doing it, no, we always thought, you know, oh, gosh, we're nothing, you know.
Yeah.
So it was very, but we got to sing in front of Lawrence Welk in his hotel room.
Oh, my goodness.
When he came to Minneapolis one time.
Oh.
And he listened to us, and it was so funny. And we knew about the Lennon sisters, because my mom used to watch Lawrence Welk on television. You
sure.
Know? It was so cool, and we got to meet them. We also got to meet Dolly Parton.
Okay.
When she was, I believe she was only, I was still in high school, and she was, I think, in her very early 20s, and that was when she was still small.
Yeah.
She had a normal body.
Oh, okay. She didn't make any improvements at that time.
And Porter Wagner.
Oh, yes. So wow.
We got an Ernest Tubb. We just, it was a fun ride.
I can believe that. So then when you got married and you moved to Georgia there and settled there, you started that group of Volunteers for the Lord. Was that a church group, or was that a for-hire group where you were being paid?
It was a church group.
Church group, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we never charged anything, but we started singing in the church we were going to, or the church where I got saved at.
Mm-hmm.
And then my husband, he was a Baptist.
Okay.
But super good man. I mean, he reminds me so much of my dad in so many ways. And we sang at churches, and, well, I mean, they just started, it's just like, going through the grapevine, it just church after church would call us to sing, and boy, we were busy singing. Of course, my husband had to have a job, but we'd do during the week, evenings, and we'd have like three gigs a week, Saturday, Sunday, and then probably Wednesday night or Thursday night or Friday night. So We were really, really busy, but it was church singing, just for the Lord.
Okay.
No money involved, but a lot of churches would take up a collection, and, you know, it paid our expenses. But
absolutely,
it was more just a work to praise the Lord more than anything.
That's incredibly awesome. That is neat. So
yeah.
You put out this CD, Volunteers for the Lord, and we've talked. I'm out of them currently, but you're going to get me some, and so we'll have them for sale again, probably at Pioneer Days time coming up here in a couple of weeks. For sure, we'll have them.
My daughter already put them in the mail.
Oh, she did. Oh, awesome. That's good. I'll have them in a few days because people have been asking. So that's neat.
Oh, sweet. I just love it. And thank you, Cy, for playing our music up there.
Absolutely.
That's so wonderful.
That's great. So, Donna is your daughter. Do you have any other children?
No.
She's your one and only, huh?
Yeah, when I was 35.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Year and a half after we got married.
Okay.
So I just got in under the wire.
Oh, good for you. And are Donna and Brian still making any music then, church music or anything?
They are. Well, Brian, he does bluegrass, and he works with his brother on and Donna, she does music through YouTube, and she's got her own little ministry going there. So they are both very, very much into music, but it's not anything polka music.
Sure.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, the generations have changed on us.
Yes.
Yes, they have. Now, Diane,
if you were still up in Minnesota, then it would be different.
Yeah, and it's fading up here a little bit too. The younger ones aren't into it nearly as much as we were. Gosh, can you remember when we were teenagers? I mean, that's a long time ago, but there was a ballroom in every town, and there was a polka dance on the weekends in every ballroom, and you had your choice.
Yes.
Oh, it was so much fun, huh?
That was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And such good exercise for young people. And that was our, you know, now they have all these dating sites and all that on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
All you had to do was go to the ballrooms and
you could find a real nice guy or gal, real nice,
so healthy back then, you know, just so wonderful.
Could you imagine being, again, 15 right now with technology? I mean, just to give you an example, my sons operated a DJ service for about 15 years, and they didn't play music. I was a drummer. I was in the polka music world for, 35 years. I was really active, and it's been all my life, really. But when they got through high school, they played instruments, but they didn't want to play in a band, so they started a DJ service. And they used to lug around these same big speakers and PA systems just like we did. Nowadays, if you go see a DJ at a wedding or something, they come in with a little laptop and a briefcase with two little speakers, and they make more sound than we got out of that whole big contraption back in those days.
That is so true. And I'm so proud of my daughter and her husband.
Uh-huh.
They still play instruments.
They do.
You know. They can, yes, and they play very good. But almost everybody else that I know, they push buttons on a computer.
Yeah.
Or they have all, you know, that's what, you can buy music now.
Yeah.
You can buy instruments. It's so different.
It is.
Different.
We've been to concerts for singers, some of the local churches and things, and they come in with a laptop with a couple of speakers, and it's like there's a symphony or a band backing them up, and they can sing really good and that's why I say, kind of makes you scratch your head. What if we'd have had that back when we were performing, huh?
Right. All the work.
But I don't know that the people would appreciate it as much, because they really came out in droves to see you guys. I mean, people loved you. You dressed so nice. Who made your outfits? You had such beautiful dresses.
Our mom made all our dresses.
Did she really?
And I, I don't even know how she did it, let alone, I mean, she was a part of the farm. She did all the cooking. She did everything. She milked cows. She did the field work. And she sewed all our dresses. I can't believe it when I think about it now. And we had all, I don't know how many sets of dresses she made. First, she would make five,
yeah.
Five of us.
Yeah.
And then then she'd make sets of three for us. I can't believe, I mean, she was the greatest woman that ever walked the face.
And still with a couple well, young ones at her side, too, at the same time, huh?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I'm telling you, I don't know what, it couldn't be done today.
No.
No. I don't know, I can't. Man,
they were put together. They were built pretty good back in those years. Those women and the men, they were pretty dedicated to one another. And the men went out and did all the farm work, the wood cutting and all that hard work.
Yeah.
And the women were women. They did cooking and they did canning and they did all that kind of stuff. So things were really good.
Yeah.
You probably feel the same as I do. I feel so blessed that I grew up in the era that I did.
Yes, amen.
You bet.
Nothing like it today. I mean, it's a whole different world.
It is. Talk just a little bit about the recordings, Diane. Our time is running short, but do you know how many recordings you guys, how many times you went in the studio to record?
I believe it's just the four albums.
Okay.
One with the Jolly Brothers.
Yeah.
And then the two with Eddie was on six.
Yeah.
And the one country western album, Country, which was really a bad album. I mean, it was done very poorly, so we're not too proud of that.
Oh, well, okay.
I'm just speaking for myself.
Yeah.
You know, but so there was just those four albums.
Well, and I've got that country one here along today. And I've been previewing it, and everybody is always so humble about their own stuff. I think it's very good. And so we're going to play a little bit of it because it doesn't get played a lot. People don't get to hear it. But that's the next segment coming up here where we're going to give them a little sampling of some of your music, and we'll play a little bit of the Volunteers for the Lord. And
bless your heart.
You bet. But I'm looking at, first of all, On the Air, the Langner Sisters On the Air. And there's, I think you've seen this one. It's a picture of KSTP camera shining at you.
Yeah.
And you're the first one in line. You've got the guitar you're shouldering. And then I believe it's Sandy that's next after you. And then Jeanette, huh?
Yes.
And that was the Jolly Brothers backing you up.
Yeah. And that was that was the same year we did the Polka Beat show. That was on the Polka Beat stage, the props there with the camera. Every Saturday we would do the Polka Beat show.
Okay.
That's Minneapolis.
And I think you guys were so Central Minnesota. I mean, looking at the titles of some of these songs, St. Anna is a Polka Town. You know, Playmates, Dreamy Fish, that's music to the Westphalia Waltz. They're very, very good. Who was the yodeler?
Sandy is the yodeler.
Yeah, okay.
And I helped her a little, but, oh, she was good now. I'm nothing compared to her, but no, she was the yodeler.
Okay,
and
so
that was always, everybody loved that.
Oh, I bet. So there's Yodeling Sweet Molly. We get so many requests for that yet.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. So you did that one, and we had Gene Thomas on the show, like I told you, about 3-4 weeks back here, and it was so fun to hear from Gene, and he mentioned you guys that he really enjoyed that experience. Then you got connected with Eddie Blazonczyk, and you did a couple recordings, and so they've been put onto CD, and one is called The Langner Sisters Meet Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones, and that was Eddie Sr., huh? And he must have been a gentleman too, huh?
Oh, was he ever. He was super great, and everybody loved him, and all his band members loved him too.
You bet. And then you did another one, and it's called We Were Made for Each Other. the Langner Sisters and Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones, and some great recordings on there as well. One called the Mountain Yodel Polka. What did those guys think of you? I mean, they must have just been knocked off their feet to hear you guys sing because you were so good.
I don't know, because I don't even know, because we were so knocked off our feet that we could sing with them.
I'll bet.
Us, they were the greatest band that ever lived.
Oh.
I mean, we were so high on their, you know,
the
Jolly Brothers were great. But then Eddie Blazonczyk was in a different, you know, that's the Chicago polka style.
Right.
And we loved it. And we thought, what? This band wants us to sing with them? They're too good. You know, it was so wonderful.
Oh, that's great.
So it was such a privilege for us.
Well, that's great. Well, we continue to carry those CDs, and people that are listening in want to get them. We do have those for sale, and we'll continue to have those. And it's just been great visiting with you, Diane. You know, I ask every guest when we get to this time of the show if they would like to share a memory, if there's one. I didn't forewarn you about this. I usually forewarn everybody, but I think I forgot to do that. So if you want to quickly scan through your memory, go through all the cobwebs there or whatever, you know, and pick out one that you might want to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise. Was there a snowstorm you got stuck in or some special event that you sang for? What sticks out in your memory?
Wow. I won't have a memory because I have millions of wonderful, wonderful memories.
I'll bet you do.
But I want to say, if they're probably not listening, but it's Sandy and Jeanette, thank you so much for all the fun that we had together. Thank you so much for, and most of all, I want to thank God.
Absolutely.
How he has blessed our lives.
And absolutely.
That's all I have to say. And thank God for you.
Well.
That you're still keeping that old music popular. You know, you're still playing it. And that's so wonderful.
That's great.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I just need to take this opportunity to thank you for taking time out on your day today. It's Labor Day weekend. Lots of people have activities and things planned, and I think it's so special that you took time out to join us and share those memories with the listeners, and I can speak on behalf of them. We thank you sincerely for taking time out, and I tell each and every one, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road sometime. We might just do this thing again sometime.
Yeah, who knows? Lord willing, as long as we're alive.
Absolutely. Well, with that, we're going to wish you a good day and let you run, Diane. We want to save time to play some of the music, so we're going to do that. So
thank you, Si, so much.
And you can say goodbye to all the listeners, because I know there's a lot of them that remember you.
Goodbye, Minnesota, or Albany, Minnesota, and all surrounding areas.
There you go. Thanks, Diane. You have a great weekend. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment here.
Hey, God bless you.
All righty, and there she goes. Diane Langner Fowler, our 302nd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. 26 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. We are at 61 degrees. I believe it's 61 yet. 63, make that. 63. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Langner Sisters and Volunteers for the Lord. Just a moment. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. And we're coming up on 12:30 here on KASM. And boy, wasn't that a great interview with Diane. Oh, just a sweetheart. They were such a good singing group all those years. And yeah, when we had the opportunity to go see them, I don't know that we always knew what we had, because you, like they say, you never miss the water till the well runs dry. So at any rate, the great singing group, the Langner Sisters, we're going to feature some of their music right now. And well, let's start out with one called My Shoes Keep Walking Back to You, the Langner Sisters. The Langner Sisters, great music there, and that's Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers backing them up. Right now, here's a yodeling tune. Folks always like the yodeling. It's one called Yodeling Sweet Molly.
Yodeling!
You are my love, you'll never be blue. You're the only
sang their sisters along with Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers there, one called Yodeling Sweet Molly. 25 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. We have a temperature reading of 63 degrees here in central Minnesota. And we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Turco's First Line Tours. And Dave Ibertowski and the gang, great traveling group, and they take you to a lot of great destinations. So if you're into the extended tours, they'll take you to all the big cities like Nashville, Chicago, L.A., New York, just to mention a few. And, of course, they do lots of statewide tours around the state of Minnesota, and they do the casino tours in and about our area. Lots of great casino trips as well. And they're planning right now for October, the Polka Fest to the Northern Lights Casino in Walker. That's going to happen October 22nd and 23rd. It's a Tuesday and Wednesday. And to get on board the bus, just give Joyce a call at 320-630-4444. Or you can call Turco toll-free 1-800-868-7261. It's a round-trip transportation via Deluxe Motor Coach. They've got some nice buses. And then you're going to spend the night at the luxurious Northern Lights Casino and Hotel. You get $40 on your player's card when you arrive. Jerry and Joyce, the dance band, they're going to accompany you. And so they're going to have two shows, 3:30 and 8:30, sandwiches and hors d'oeuvres for the polka participants. It's a great time. $115 gets you on board the bus based on double occupancy. And make that call this week because... Yes, I'm sure space is limited. So again, that is the Big Polka Fest, 22nd and 23rd of October, Tuesday and Wednesday. Then they're also looking forward to this winter. Yes, indeed. Arizona, warm and relaxing. And Jerry and Joyce are again going to accompany you. And it's to warm and relaxing Arizona, February 5th through the 20th. Lots of perks and incentives on this trip. So be sure and give the gang at Turco a call. Make that reservation. And once again, that is 1-800-868-7261 to make that reservation. 1-800-868-7261. Turco, they proudly bring us our first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And if you ever travel with Turco, be sure and thank them for helping sponsor this musical treat here on KASM. It's wonderful. Our sponsors, they do a great job. All righty. 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 63, our current temperature here in Albany. Right now, we're going to give you a little music by the singing group Volunteers for the Lord, And that is Diane and her husband, Bug, and also their daughter, Donna, and Donna's son, Brian. And they put together this CD, and it's a gospel-type CD. And we're going to do one right now, one called Yodeling for Jesus.
I used to sing this yodeling song back when I was young, and folks would cheer me on because they loved that yodel sound. But since I met my Savior and I know I'm born again, I love to sing his praises, so I yodel just for him. I'm yodeling for Jesus. Make a joyful noise, so I know it can't be wrong. And I'll never go to Switzerland where all those yodelers be, 'cause I've got everything I want since Jesus Christ saved me. Now I'm yodeling for Jesus. Thank you.
Volunteers for the Lord, one called Yodeling for Jesus. That's Diane, Bug, Donna, and Brian. One more off of that CD, it's one called The Greatest Love Letter.
There's been many, many letters written by many great men. Letters of honor, of battle and deeds done by many young men. Some were written on parchment and penned down with ink laced in gold. But the world's greatest letter was written by Jesus in blood. Never known. Love, love like this was never shown. For God sent His only Son to die for the lost. And the greatest love letter that ever was written was sent from the old rugged cross. Beat him and mocked him and spat in his face. On that dark, lonely mountain, he hung there in shame and disgrace. They pierced him, drove nails in his hands and his feet. He cried, "Father, forgive them," and with these words he pleaded for me. Never known. Love, love like this was never shown. For God sent His only Son to die for the lost. And the greatest love letter that ever was written was sent from the old rugged cross. And the greatest love letter that ever was written was sent from the old rugged cross.
Isn't that awesome? One called The Greatest Love Letter, and that is Bug and Diane, along with their daughter Donna and son-in-law Brian. And I'll have more of those CDs on hand in a few days. One called Volunteers for the Lord, All for Jesus. 18 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock in the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And the Hustler, well, it helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin has always got new models on hand. Mentioned to you many times at his showroom. It's the old milking house, the milk parlor, and he reconditioned it, did a beautiful job on it. You just have to go see it. And that holds anywhere from 20 to 24, 25 lawnmowers. And, yeah, it's a great place to go see a lawnmower. And pops open the overhead door, and there you go, scooting around the yard. You can cut his whole lawn if you want. And believe me, you will be hooked on those Hustlers because it's probably the best zero-turn lawnmower you can buy. Caterpillar yellow, industrial and made. You can stand on that thing and not hurt it. It, you know, some of these lawnmowers that you get on, you're kind of afraid when you're trying to step onto it to get onto it because the thing tweaks and creaks and you're afraid you're going to kink it or dent it. It's so thinly made, but not the Hustlers. They are really heavy-duty made. So check those out at Kevin's Countryside. Of course, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. So, yeah, if you need your belts sharpened, belts or hoses, lubricants changed, he can do that for you. Kevin accepts trades, so stop in to see what Kevin might do for you. Trade in old Bessie. Kevin doesn't keep a junk pile. He'll fix her up, put her out for sale. Somebody else looking for something used can pick up good quality mower, because he goes through them very well, reconditions them. So check that out. For more information, give Kevin a call. Phone number 320-363-7459. Nice drive out to Kevin's any time of the year, but I always like it, especially this time of the year. The leaves are starting to change color. It's pretty on the way out there. And yeah, you'll enjoy it too. Look for the big yellow and orange sign on the post there, hanging from the post there in the ditch out on the west side of the road, County Road 3, as you're heading north towards Holdingford. Can't miss it. Kevin's Countryside, you bet. Great sponsor for our middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And again, like I mentioned in the previous ad, you get to see Kevin. Thank him for sponsoring this program. You bet. Kevin, along with our other two great sponsors, get all the credit in the world for bringing us our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. All right, back to the music of the Langner Sisters right now. Right now, we're going to do one called the Angel Polka, and that comes off of their Made for Each Other CD with Eddie Bozonchek. The Langner Sisters, and that is Eddie Bozonchek's Versatones off of their CD, We Are Made for Each Other. And yeah, great music there. One called, let me find it here for you. One called the Angel Polka. There we go. 12 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have 64 degrees now here in central Minnesota. And in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, Laverne and Kim. And, of course, Kim was with us this morning on right before 9 o'clock telling us about the upcoming trips. And they've got a big appreciation, 35-year appreciation dance coming up 1 week from today, Sunday. And that's at the Falls Ballroom in Little Falls, 1 to 5. And Laverne and Starlights will be performing. And a great time. It's a free dance. Yeah, they're going to put on a meal. So if you've traveled with them one time, or if you've traveled with them a dozen times, you're welcome. So come on and out and have a great time at the Falls Ballroom. And, of course, Kim was highlighting some of the upcoming trips. when she talked to us this morning, the next trip on the list is going to be the Mystery Trip, their 31st annual fall mystery tour. They've been in business 35 years, so that means 4 years into the business, Laverne started doing this mystery tour, and it's been an annual event every year. Four seats opened up, so if you're thinking you would like to take in a mystery trip, give her a call. They're standing by today. It won't; those seats won't stay open long, so this is your chance to give them a call. Again, their phone number, 1-800-840, and it is 9211. 1-800-840-9211. You can visit them on the web, www.laverne'stravel.com. Kim and Laverne, class acts. Boy, they do a great job. Speaking from experience, we sure had fun when we traveled with Laverne to Mackinac Island. That's one of the upcoming trips this fall yet. And, of course, they've got a whole list of trips that they're still doing. So check them out. Laverne's Travel, they proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And when you see Laverne next Sunday and Kim, be sure and thank them for what they do in bringing us our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We certainly appreciate it. All right, moving to the next CD right now. And this is the Langner Sisters meeting Eddie Bozanchek's Versatone. And that's what it says. The Langner Sisters meet Eddie Bozanchek. So here's one for you, one called Are You Mine Polka?
Yes, I am.
All the time.
Yes, I am.
Mine alone.
Yes, sirree.
My very own.
Yes, sirree. No one you will ever do. I'll be yours and I'll be true. Don't worry, dear. Have no fear, cause I am yours. No one you will ever do. I'll be yours and I'll be true. Don't worry, dear. Have no fear, cause I am yours. Rich or poor, tell me, darling, are you sure? Will you whisper I love you and make all my dreams come true? Will you honor and obey and promise not to stray? Tell me, darling, are you mine and only mine? Are you mine?
Yes, I am.
All the time.
Yes, I am.
Mine alone.
Yes, sirree.
My very own.
Yes, sirree. No one you will ever do. I'll be yours and I'll be true. Don't worry, dear.
The Langner Sisters and Eddie Bozanchek, one called Are You Mine Polka. Great stuff there for you from the Langner Sisters. And we're now at 8 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, winding down another musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Well, we talked about in the interview with Diane about the country album that they did. And so we're going to give you a couple of sections right now. And this one is called It's the Country Life for Me, the Langner Sisters.
See the world around me, all is bright and all is clear. city with its narrow, crowded streets, but it's the country, the country, the country life for me. Stream, I hear the country calling me. And it's the country, the country, the country life for me. Yes, the country, that's where I want to be. Well, you can have your city with its narrow, crowded streets, but it's the country, life for me. When the shades of evening slowly fall upon the land, God walks this lovely paradise and stretches out his hand. He gathers up the sunshine and he stows it all away until the break of dawn when it can shine a brand new day. And it's the country, life for me. Yes, the country, that's where I want to be. Well, you can have your city with its narrow, crowded streets, but it's the country life for me. Well, you can have your city with its narrow, crowded streets, but it's the country, life for me. Yes, it's the country, life for me.
The Langner Sisters, and one called It's the Country Life for Me. And we've run out of time. I thought we'd get a couple of selections in, but time to make way. We've got baseball coming up at 1:30 this afternoon. So we're going to go back to the Langner Sisters on the air to close out the show. One called The Goodnight Waltz. The Langner Sisters.
Together. night, my darling, sweet dreams tonight. Good night. Until the next time I hold you tight. Though we are far apart, you're always in my heart. Good night, my sweetheart, good night. Though we are far apart, you're always in my heart. Good night, my sweetheart, good night.
And that is the Langner Sisters, along with the Jolly Brothers, Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers, one called the Goodnight Waltz, and many, many requests for that over the years. You bet. Great stuff for you there. The Langner Sisters, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.